Okay, item 472.
Request of Brad Perkins to address council regarding Southwest Corridor Plan, Oregon Department of Transportation, Oregon Passenger Rail Study, and Cascadia High Speed Rail.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mayor and councilors. I'm Brad Perkins, and first of all, I just want to start with another item. I believe the mayor and the council members have received testimony on Emmanuel Hospital and the need to have Emmanuel follow through with their signed commitment to create housing for 300 affordable housing units. First, we propose that three blocks of Emmanuel's property be rezoned from IR to M3, and then NEBA, Northeast.
Brad, we can't take comp plan testimony now.
We can't
take comp plan testimony now, only during the comp plan hearing. So.
Okay, well, then we ask that these organizations, the Urban League, NAACP, NECN, Elliott Neighborhood, and NEBA, work with you, Charlie, in regards to having a meeting so we can actually go before Emmanuel Hospital and work out something that's beneficial at all. okay, so Commissioner Steve Novick and the mayor again, we need to work with Metro and ODOT and the legislator to get planning money to do a better comprehensive transportation plan for the whole region, including Southwest Washington. All transportation plans that are being done currently are done in silos with limited study area. $2 billion for Southwest Corridor improvements will not relieve traffic on I-5 north of Tualatin. ODOT's passenger rail EIS study goes to Oregon City via 205 from I-5 via Union Pacific right-of-way to Portland. After UP has told ODOT they will not give any more of their rail capacity through Portland. Okay, and ODOT and WASDOT are not currently planning a new corridor over the Columbia River. Washington County is doing a new high-level transportation visioning process. None of it has a new connection or corridor from 217-26 to a new bridge to Vancouver. Cascadia High-Speed Rail Concept Plan relieves bottlenecks on all these corridors on Twilliger Curves, Zoo Tunnel, and I-5 Bridge. Connected TODs with park and kiss and rides could be very effective in relieving a place for affordable housing and market rate housing. 11 minutes to the Rose Quarter from Tualatin, imagine that. 6 minutes from Vancouver to the Rose Quarter. 6 minutes from Vancouver to 226 and 217. The city and Metro and ODOT needs to work with the state legislator to get funding for regional interconnected commuter and intercity high-speed rail study. CHSR has a viable concept as a head start for further study, saving millions of dollars and years of planning. See the website, CascadiaHighSpeedRail.com. Any EIS study in the I-5 and 26 corridor should take our CHSR plan seriously, especially that it would invite private money to implement these projects. So we look forward to having further discussions regarding this.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Brad. Thanks.
Thank you.